This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, so this is getting kind of interesting here for me. Yesterday we heard from Tyrann Mathieu, right?
We did. We did.
Right.
And he was on with Kay Adams.
On with Kay Adams and talking about maybe coming to the Texans, right?
Yeah.
You know what happened today?
I do not.
Justin Simmons was on with Kay Adams.
Okay.
And this happened.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I think it would be game changing to play for D'Amico. I've heard nothing but great things. I've talked to Kareem all the time. Kareem Jackson, obviously his last legit year of playing. I know he was on Buffalo's practice squad a year ago, but before that he was with Houston's. He was with Houston. And he was just like, man, you would love it there. The way that D'Amico has things going, the defense is flying around. It's simple. You can play fast. That would be a dream, right, to be able to go play with Houston. Right now, there's not much talk. But that could change now that they're back in the mix and hoping to make a run. So we'll see.
All right, I'm all in. I'm all in. And by the way, he said,
which one would you rather
Justin
have?
Justin Simmons.
Okay.
How about you?
Probably Justin Simmons.
Well, let's make it a clean sweep.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hell, we wanted him before.
And by the way, he said there's not much talk. He didn't say there's no talk.
And I think I immediately went to thinking about D'Amico when he was asked, like, mm-hmm. hey, you know, because they are thin at defensive back. It's seven total defensive backs that they have on this roster right now, I believe. Shout out to Miles Bryant. And he's still going to have to hold it down even if you bring Justin Simmons in. Like, there's a level of finding out, getting him up to speed and everything. However, I would love the option. Because, again, D'Amico was asked, like, hey, do you think that you are just going to go with what you got in-house? He's like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, it almost was the type of response that
thinking about it.
You know, hey, there's stuff in the back pocket, but we're not ready to talk about it. So, sign me. Because
4-time All-Pro.
Honestly. And I have not consulted the money ramifications of any of this and how you make that happen, but that feels like that's easy to do. Just get him in. If it doesn't work, you don't like.
I'm all in.
It's not anything else than you've been right now. They feel comfortable running Miles Bryant out there if they need to or whatever. Bring Justin Simmons, man, do it now.
Yeah, I'm down with it too, man.
The other thing is, D'Amico Ryans is a magnet. Like, everybody wants to be, you know, a part of what he's doing. It's crazy.
I mean, he's that type of coach. Yeah. Right? Like, he's absolutely that type of coach. He's that type of guy where he you know, covers his players. And, look, everybody want to be somewhere where they're winning.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I have absolutely no bleeping idea.
About what?
What Dwayne Wade means with this. I've literally...
Oh, I love this.
I've held this for a number of days. Mm-hmm. In fact, I saw this on a tweet from November 25th. I didn't see it that day. I saw it a few days after. But at least a week. This has just been on my dock. Mm-hmm. And I just keep looking at it like, what does the mean? When I ask you, or when I say, what does that mean? I'm referring to this Dwayne Wade weighing in on the basketball greatest of all time debate, which we all roll our eyes.
I saw this in real time,
and I was like, "Funny." There's a lot of answers, and there's a lot of reasons for people having that answer. I just don't get this. Quote: Michael Jordan is the greatest player I've ever watched. LeBron James is the greatest player I've ever seen. What does that mean?
That's when you do the cartoon. What?
I thought that was the perfect explanation for it.
What?
Hey, man, I ain't trying to get into these arguments back and forth.
Oh, you think he was just being evasive?
Yes, 100%.
See, I think
LeBron is this guy, and he's not stupid. He know Michael Jordan is one of the greatest. So I ain't going to get y'all an answer.
What's the functional difference between watching and seeing in this moment?
He's the greatest I've watched, and he's the greatest I've seen.
This is called sitting on the fence.
But this is sitting on the fence in kind of a fantastic way, because there's other ways where you could try and split the baby, right? Yeah. Like, you know, LeBron is the greatest that I've seen at this thing, and Michael has been great at something else, right? Or like, this is the biggest superstar I've ever seen, but he's the greatest player. He didn't even do that. He was just like, greatest I've watched and greatest I've seen. Hey, what does that mean? You figure it out.
But see, we heard those conversations all the time. So many people say, oh, yeah, LeBron is the greatest forward type of player, and Jordan was the greatest at this. Nah, man. He's the greatest I ever saw and the greatest I ever seen.
See, I think you could be right. Nobody knows.
He's a smart guy. What he's doing.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I think this was him trying to tell people to send this. Let me tell you how deep, you know, my basketball analysis really is. This goes beyond anything you know. There's a difference between watched and seen. No, there's not.
And now that you guys have talked about it, I kind of love it. I still don't understand what it means, but it's beautiful work. Just throw some stuff at him to confuse him and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, nobody's pulling Dwayne Wade's card right now.
What?
Everybody's just like, still thinking about what? And by the time they're like, they think to say, wait, what do you mean? He's gone. I'm gone.
Yeah. Gone.
I'm left.
That's because them two, that's the argument you don't want to have, man, mm-hmm. because it ain't no right. And you ain't going to get anybody off of their stance.
Yeah.
So I love that answer from him, man. I love it.
And I love you on the text line trying to make it make sense, because I don't think it can, and I'm pretty sure that's the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So we talked about, we talked about it yesterday, about Deshaun Watson, the open open window of practice is mm-hmm. now here,
mm-hmm.
and the Browns tweeted it and all this other stuff. They show video of him, I guess, passing in practice and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got to confess, man, I think he going to play this year.
You do?
Some way, somehow, I think he going to take a snap.
I don't think so, but I'm not gonna say you're wrong.
They rolling him out there, man. It seemed like, to me, I felt like if they really didn't want him around the team,
mm-hmm.
I felt like they will probably be like, you know what, don't worry about this, but he out there in the drill line.
This inactive whatever.
He out there in the drill line.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know the situation,
yeah,
you would be like, damn, he gearing up to play.
There's the quarterback.
I think some way, I mean, even if it's a snap,
mm-hmm.
I think he going to play somehow. And to kind of get a little messier, I kind of want him to start maybe two games just so they could get a tease of, oh, maybe we have something
here.
Oh,
God.
Is that not like the...
That will mess everything up.
Yeah, that feels like setting yourself up for the okey-doke, because I'm trying to think back. And let me preface this by saying, I do recall that it was very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Was it worse than Dylan Gabriel and like the early portions of Shedeur Sanders?
I don't think it was that bad.
Yeah.
Because it was a couple games, because even I think I can remember one game against the Ravens. Deshaun Watson actually had a pretty okay game where I'm like, okay, but fortunately he ended up getting hurt. I think he hurt his shoulder or something like that. But he wasn't worth the money, of course.
Yeah. Correct.
But I feel like if he played two games and looked decent,
man,
that's going to throw everything off, man. People are going to be confused. You probably going to have some people say, oh, see, give him a chance.
I feel so bad for Browns fans.
Yeah.
Because of that.
That's going to mess everything
up. They're
going
to get sucked back in.
Yep.
They're going to.
Well, yeah, should like, we draft when you say
a quarterback?
They, yeah. Yeah, I think that's an organizational thing. And if you end up in a place where you decide to bring back Deshaun Watson to try and play quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know how that goes well for you, especially because it feels like the organization had long decided we are just going to ride this out till we can get off the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think it's more of a contractual obligation thing, but I'm not going to say you're wrong. I mean, could happen.
Yeah.
Could happen.
And the quarterbacks on that squad right now are not good.
They aren't.
Yeah.
They aren't.
And I think if they had the choice, if this would have happened earlier and Deshaun was healthy, he will probably be the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Just like throw the money out and all that stuff, he will probably be the better quarterback on that team.
Dang.
And that's not saying a lot.
That's not.
Ooh. I do not envy that situation.
Messy.
Not one bit. But there you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I did say in this hour we were going to give away a pair of tickets, and I try to be a man of my word, so let's do that right now. Caller number 10. We'll win a pair of tickets to the Houston Hoops Showdown, which features your University of Houston Cougars basketball team facing off against Florida State. That is December 6th. That is this Saturday at Toyota Center. Tickets are courtesy of the Toyota Center, and Toyota Center is excited to host this showdown. Neutral site game, clearly, between Florida State and Houston, but you can make it a home game for the Cougs by going and buying those tickets or just winning them right now by being call number 10 to 713-572-4610. Excited for that game.
Yeah,
go see Percy Miller's son out there.
That's right. That's right. You got right. Mercy Miller.
The one thing I forgot to bring up too, man.
When they played Syracuse.
Yeah.
It was
Percy Miller's son versus Carmelo Anthony's son.
Mm-hmm.
I bet New York was losing their minds.
Oh, 100%. It was New York versus New Orleans.
Yeah. But you don't have that matchup, but you will see your University of Houston Cougars. Call number 10, 713-572-4610. All right, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a Thursday. Let's do our staple. Are you buying or selling what these various people in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. We do it next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.